Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I did have Bubbles. She's here. I can see she's over there in the corner. And she joined the beginning of the show. She's like, I'll be up here. She wanted to remind you about her podcast miniseries, The Tales of Bubbles, the Calico Cat, which I put another episode out late last night about her playing tug of war. Though I think I messed up a little bit with my thought of the video, the pictures, and what ChatGPT put out there. Oh, here she comes. What? I called your name. Here she comes. Come on, Bubs. Come on. Come on, say hi to everyone. Come on. You're the star of the show. I know you're trying to beat Dad in his activities. I got to tell all you, did you hear the cry? Did you hear? This is the Bubs. The Bubs is here. The star of the Tales of Bubbles, the Calico Cat. Anyway, hey, good morning. It's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. Today, I want to talk about goals and how we need goals. Goals help us, right? And I know in the sprint guide now we have a product goal, we have a sprint goal, and I want to get it down some elementary facets of that activity and not try to make it so complicated, right? So we'll talk about that a little bit today because you need the goals to get energy, to be motivated, to get stuff done, right? Otherwise, we just kind of do circles. So we're going to talk about here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so that you can bring value to the customer, not work so hard to bring that value to the customer, and have a little fun along the way. And I wrote this a while ago, just the goals part. I'm trying to lose weight. Let's put it that way. You know, and it kind of goes into that. Without the goals, what's the purpose of it, right? What's the purpose of the attempt? What is the purpose of all the effort and work that you need to do? Like one of my goals is to hike the Appalachian Trail. Okay, I can visualize me hiking the Appalachian Trail and hitting a certain weight number and everything like that. So I'm going to call it time box every cycle. I have Bubbles. I have a goal to hit. So the same thing goes with sprint goals. I look at teams that I've worked with, you know, I don't know how many I've worked over the years, but a lot of companies, a lot of teams, coached a lot of teams, and it was good that they actually put the sprinkle. And there's a lot of people that I work with over time that were really adamant about having a sprinkle and what it is. And what I come up with. Here's my thoughts. My thoughts are when you got teams working a lot of disconnected stuff, it's not a team-oriented product delivery, and you're not going very fast. You're working on 50 million things, and nothing's really getting done. By having a goal, it focuses you on what is the goal of this sprint. The goal is to get this product out the door, our product goal, right? Or if that's a sprint, or maybe it's a release of the product goal that'll give XYZ functionality, right? That helps focus the team and makes them concentrate on delivering that and getting it out the door. They have 50 things scattered all over the place. They're not going to get there, right? They're not there. It allows them also to visualize, because what's interesting, your product goal, what the end of the product's going to be look like. I was doing some QR code stuff. And as I was tinkering with it, I said, oh, there's all kinds of things I could do with this code. But I had to visualize what the goal was. What would the outcome be? What would be the final product, right? And then the sprint goal, what do I want to do now? How do I want to use this technology? And what would be that first goal? Just like maybe my first goal is to go to the gym 3 days a week. I should be 5 days a week. It should really be 7 days a week, but I'm not there yet, right? So those are my goals that I have at different phases. Now, in a sprint, let's say you have a team working on multiple epics or features or however your system's set up for the larger thing. Maybe the goals are that. And maybe the answer is, okay, what if you have working on five goals, let's say they're working on five different features or epics, which is a lot, by the way. You know, it's a lot of different things going on there. really nails down what are the two that we want to deliver. What do we want to focus our energy, attention, and motivation on? Those are your goals. So if you look at you're doing a bunch of epics, bunch of features in your next sprint goal, you really got to go down to what do we really want to achieve in this sprint goal? What's our goal for this sprint? And you may have to narrow it down, right? And say, these are the things we really want to get down. Those are the energy. Those are the items we really want to put our energy to and really push through because we want to give that to the customer, right? And make more money, bring more value to what we do. So you need to run through that scenario, looking at all the stuff and come up with the sprint goals and remind. So one of the things I want to add to this. So let's say you come up with these sprint goals. Every once in a while, it's good to remind the team of the sprint goals. How are we doing on our sprint goals? And just don't say, how are we doing on our sprint goals? That's too generic. And every one of these mastermind books, these mental books, you know, like this Atomic's Habits kind of thing, it's all about specifics. So when you write these sprint goals down, when you ask, how are we doing about our goal of XYZ this sprint? How are we doing on our goal about ABC this sprint, right? Be specific when you ask the question. Don't just be generic. Try to get them to focus. You want them to focus on that goal, not the goal in general, not the neutral term that has no bearing whatsoever, but the specific goal. So when you ask how we're doing to meet those goals, don't just say, well, how are we doing on our sprint goal this week? How are we doing our sprint goal? Are you working on the sprint goal? Are you working on this sprint goal? No, it's, let's put it this way. I'll put one up I have for my mastermind. How are we doing on the marketing email campaign? How are we doing on the video marketing campaign? How are we doing on the QR codes to help so-and-so, right? Those are more specific goals rather than saying, how are we doing on the sprint call? That has nothing, right? So you want to be specific. You want to remind them that the specific goal, the words matter, right? So as you ask about that, just don't put a generic sprint goal out there when you ask questions as a Scrum Master. Ask about the real goal, the words, right? If you're delivering XYZ, ask about XYZ. Don't ask how we do on the sprint goal because it minimizes the impact of what a sprint goal really is. So I wanted to share that with you today. It's a kind of short thing. Reminder, Bubbles is here. Bubbles does have her tails. It's her tail. As soon as I say her name, her tail, bam, hits me. Don't forget about our podcast that we got going out there. Tales of Bubbles, the Calico Cat. Last night was a tug of war of socks, right? So I put that out last night when she was having a tug of war match with Isabel, my daughter, who is the owner of Heart. So trying to put stuff out kind of late last night. A lot of things going on. So it was, I don't know. I need better goals. I got to work on my goals. And that's why I'm doing this show, because it reminded me I need to work on my goals. I do write my goals every day, you know. And when I'll be honest with you, when I don't write my goals down every day, I don't get squat done. It's terrible, but it's true. So work on your goals. Be specific. Call them out as you go when you're in a team and you're a Scrum Master or your leader. Ask about the goal XYZ. Don't just say generic sprint goal. That's a waste of energy or nothing. It doesn't get you anything. But when you say your goal of so and so, reminds the people how everything's going on that product. So with that, I want to say have a great day. Wish you all the best. Happy scrumming. And we will see you tomorrow and probably another episode of the Tales of Bubbles, the Calico Cat, probably come out late tonight. All right. Take care. Bye. See ya.